So the question was asked, how do we get to be close to great rabbis? If a person wants to gain from big rabbis, how does he get it? So there are a few answers to that. One is you have to want it. You have to really seek it out. And two is look where no one else is looking. When I went to Rav Kapach Zatzal's shir, after shir he'd walk home alone. No one would walk him home. So I would walk him home and I get to ask him questions and I have a bunch of answers that he gave me. I went to learn by Rav Pesen Zatzal. After shir everyone would go home and go to sleep. I'd stay and ask him questions. Sometimes I'd stay till 11, 12 o'clock at night. The shir would end at 10 o'clock. I'd have another hour or 2 hours every night, a private session learning with him. He wouldn't agree to give me a chavrusa, but if I had questions, fine. There are many people around that you could take advantage of, and you should take advantage of. So Rav Eliashiv is going to be hard to come by. He's got people harping all around him. But there are other big rabbis, and I could tell you there are a lot of big rabbis in Jerusalem that no one's taking advantage of. A lot. Another way is try to get in whenever you can. I wanted to get to speak to Rav Simcha Cohen Cook, so he was at a wedding. So on his ride back, I asked if I could hop in. And I went with him a long distance. I knew I'd have to take a bus back. But I said, I get to sit with this great man alone for an hour. So I'll go all the way there and I'll have an hour. I would travel an hour to go meet with him for 5 minutes. I could sit in the car with him for an hour ride. So I asked, could I join in the trend? So I said, fine. I got to talk with him. I got to ask him questions the whole ride. It was only me, him, and his wife. So he was happy to talk to Divrei Torah the whole way. He even offered me to correspond. He said certain things he'll send me in writing. And that's how a relationship can be formed. If you want to catch someone, if you want to get big people, you have to figure out how to get in. I was at a wedding tonight, and Rav Avram Shapiro was there. So I asked his son, who was driving him, can I have a ride back home with you? So he said, yeah. So I'm sitting in the car with the chief rabbi of Israel, and I started asking him questions. So the following story came up. He was with the chassan, and he asked the chassan, he said, our sages said, chatan dome lemelech. A chassan is similar to a king. So he turned to the chassan and he said, and what about your wife? Our sages say that a chassan is similar to a king. So what's your wife? I don't see that Chazal say what your wife is. So the chassan turned pale, and he's thinking, and he doesn't know what to answer. So Rabbi Shapiro said, I'll tell you what. You are similar to a king. She is a queen. Why? And he explained. He said, what's a king? A king has an army. Everyone listens to a king. Everyone's scared of a king. Everyone honors a king. You have honor. No one's scared of you. You don't have an army. You're not really a king. You're similar to a king in the honor that you get now. But what's a queen? A queen doesn't need an army. A queen doesn't need everything a king needs. A queen is someone who we honor, we value. Everyone looks at her and says, wow, that's our queen. That's a kala. Kala is a queen. So you're similar to a king, but she is a queen. So I heard this and I said, boy, his wife must have been so happy when she heard this. So then his face burst into a wide smile. And he said to me, but I'll tell you something else. A king can have many queens, but there's only one king.
Oh, no.